Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the Rival Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it is 6 o'clock in the morning.
Close enough, 6:07. Did they really give out like 30 awards?
20, I think.
Yeah, close 20? To 20
out of the 65 people who were on the Zoom meeting.
Huh.
Do you feel less special now?
A little bit.
Paul?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Still want my coin, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in November or whatever.
Place. Right.
All right.
All right.
Orlando's Walt Disney World Resort is the clear frontrunner to become the NBA's playing site to resume the 2019-2020 season amid the coronavirus pandemic. This all coming from The Athletic yesterday. The NBA is in serious discussions with Disney about the property, which has gained clear momentum over other cities such as Las Vegas. Houston was also a top choice. But it remains unclear when the games would begin. Multiple sources say the prospect of players fully training in mid-June and playing by mid-July has been the most popular and possible scenario discussed. The league has explored other cities, but it appears likely that Orlando would be the sole host for the NBA. Orlando and Disney World's controllability as a playing site with the private property, having all of the necessities, the hotels, the amenities. It's been the most appealing of all of the possibilities all along for the NBA.
It's interesting to put your faith in the great state of Florida. That to me is, I think they've done an okay job. A lot of those spring breakers that we saw down there, you know, 8-9 weeks ago, well, they all went back to wherever they came from, taking the disease with them in a lot of cases. So I don't know, guys. I hope that it works.
I don't know, Disney parks tend to be always the cleanest. I mean, maybe
on
sanitation.
On the surface.
They've done, well, on the surface.
I mean, you got a guy.
You see outside and
you got a guy
walking through.
Doo-doo on his hands holding the rail, waiting in line for the Matterhorn. You know, I mean, there's, and multiply
and they're,
that
they're
by.
Closed right,
right
now.
Right,
they're closed.
Right.
So this so, would be just the NBA.
I'm just saying, the Disney, when I think of Disney, I don't think sanitary necessarily. But, you know, again, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we're all in their corner. We want them to get through this risk-free. It's huge for what we do. It's huge for who we are. We want this.
Please stand clear of the doors. The monorail to the NBA playoffs is about to depart.
Will this be the weirdest?
Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas. Please stand
what?
Clear of the doors.
Any more? Any no. more languages?
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. If you have any more languages you want it in.
So I still haven't seen any reports on if they're going to jump right into the playoffs. Yeah, they had about a month left of the regular season. Do you just call it there and say, all right, these top eight teams in each conference, those are the playoffs? I mean, you kind of, if they're going to start in mid-July, like The Athletic was reporting, you got to go pretty quickly.
Pretty quick.
Because the season starts back up in October.
Was that last week?
Yep.
And we asked him about the comments that they're already in off-season mode. And he said, of course, if they need us to come back, be competitive, we will be ready. We will take it seriously. At the same point, can you really picture making the Golden State Warriors, who are 15-50, go hole up at Disney World for 3 weeks to finish the regular season and play games that are completely meaningless to them right now?
I mean, I think they should if they can
they
get them in,
to,
if they need them to. Because, again, I made the point,
That's just more people, though.
I know, that's true.
You know, that you don't really need. You want less people. That's one way to have less people.
That's a great point. If they can whack it down to the playoff teams and go from there, cool.
And if you want to expand the playoffs by, you know, a few teams or something, I'm okay with that as well.
Absolutely. More playoffs is better for all of us.
Right.
We all love the playoffs.
All right, Adam Schefter tweeted this out yesterday. Florida, speaking of Florida, is now home to 9 of the top 10 NFL jersey sales. Tua has the top 2 spots in Dolphins aqua and Dolphins white jerseys.
Wow.
Then Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady takes spots 3 through 6 with the pewter alternate vapor jersey, white vapor, their basic red, and the red vapor jerseys. Gronk comes in at number 7 with the Bucs pewter alternate jersey, and also at number 9 in the Bucs basic red jersey. And then Brady also has the 10th best-selling jersey with the Bucs pewter alternate color. The only player in the top 10 that does not play in Florida. Yeah, you got any guesses? Got
to be Pat Mahomes,
That's what
right?
I was thinking. It's got to be a Patrick Mahomes Chiefs jersey. They won the Super Bowl. Come on, right?
He's young, not Patrick
stud.
Mahomes.
No, yeah, you're not in the top 10.
Lamar Jackson.
Nope.
Who would it be?
It's going to surprise you, I think.
Okay. Dak Prescott.
Nope. That's a good guess, but nope.
Ezekiel Elliott?
Nope.
No. I'm at a loss. J.J. Watt.
How about this? No. It's a black jersey.
The old Michael Vick Atlanta Falcons jersey. <no. laughs>
Joe Burrow with the Bengals black jersey.
Oh, wow. Bengals fans sound awfully desperate. Good luck to you, Bengals fans. Enjoy your 3-13 season coming up.
They're not desperate, they're excited. Come on.
It's true. Get behind your guy.
How many different Brady jerseys are in the top 10?
6.
My goodness.
3, 4, 5, 6.
That is going to be.
He's got
25 years. You're going to see people walking around in Brady Tampa Bay jersey, and you go, "What? He played? What? He played for the Bucs?"
Brady's got 5 in the top 10. Tua has 2. Gronk has 2, and then Joe.
It'll be
Burrow.
Like a Jordan Wizards jersey.
Yeah,
it'll be stupid and pointless.
Kitschy.
All right, and finally, are you guys sitting down? Are you guys okay for a second here? All right, get ready. A metal drummer says he visited hell during a coronavirus-induced coma.
Oh.
And Satan was not as cool as he thought he'd be. Will Carroll of the band Death Angel was in a coma, which is just the perfect name for this story, by the way. Death Angel was in a coma
at the
California Pacific Medical Center for 2 weeks in March after catching the virus on a European tour earlier in that month. During that time, Carroll, who's age 47, said he had disturbing dreams of visiting the afterlife. In hell, the devil, which to him was a woman, punished him for the deadly sin of sloth and turned him into a Jabba the Hutt-like monster who vomited blood until he had a heart attack. When he opened his eyes on March 30th, Carol said, "There were tubes coming in and out of me, and there was a nurse right there, and my first words were, 'Am I still in hell?'" Carol said he now believes in a higher power and feels prayers from his family and friends helped pull him through. Carol told the San Francisco Chronicle, "As far as my personal life and my experiences of what I went through, I don't think Satan's quite as cool as I used to."
I don't think Satan is quite as cool as I used to. And I believe, Paul, you may have buried the lead here in the final Rindle Report story.
What's that?
So the devil is a woman.
To him, it was.
Does she sell real estate in North County?
That was not in the article. I did not.
Not in the article.
Can't confirm nor deny.
Let me
ask both of you.
I don't know if it's blonde or a redhead or.
On the topic. This guy sounds a little.
It's getting married in a week.
I mean, he's already somewhat obsessed with, you know, death metal and.
Death angel.
Death. Maybe that had something to do with your dreams.
Could be.
He was punished for the sin of sloth.
Sloth.
Which, if you were going to be punished in the afterlife for just one of your 7 deadly sins, which one do you think would be most appropriate to punish you for after you've left this mortal coil?
All right, I'm looking up the 7 deadly sins.
Oh, come on, you've seen the movie 7.
I have, but I don't remember them
all.
It's
been a while. Gluttony, sloth.
Hold on. Here we go. Settle down. Let's not start throwing things out there. 7 deadly sins. The cardinal sins, the capital vices, if you will, Ben. Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. Mine's pretty easy. Take one guess out of mine. Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride.
I have a few of them,
actually. I was going to say, I could probably
make
a case
for
all of them.
What? Come on.
Pride.
No.
Lust.
Yes.
I See, think
you can make an argument for probably each and every one of those, though.
Ben's would be.
Well, I'm on the John Jubilee program because of gluttony. I think so. That's
would Ben's be pride?
No, it's not pride.
It's not sloth. It's not.
I work hard.
It's not greed.
I think it's gluttony.
Is it gluttony?
I'm pretty sure I'm gluttony.
Paulie, what's yours?
Lust, for sure.
Okay, so I definitely have lust. I'm not really a. I guess I've been a glutton. All right, that's two for
what's
two.
What's the difference greed? Between glutton and sloth?
I don't know.
You have some wrath in you.
Oh, big time.
You have some envy in you.
I definitely have
you
some
You have
envy.
Some pride
I
in
do
you.
Have some pride. I do have some... I'm kind of a sloth. Yeah, I mean, I'm at least yeah. 6 for 7 out
On
of
our
here.
Zoom meetings, you definitely have some sloth in you.
That's yeah, I'm laying in sure, bed. Yeah. Just,
you guys want to hear a little bit of Death Angel that I pulled?
Yes, give me some Death Angel.
Life, it's not so bad.
Sounds made up.
It's not the way that's meant to be.
Sounds like a parody band or something.
It does. It sounds like hey,
like that's not Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, that is awful. Well, I'm glad he's okay. And I mean, I guess I'm glad he's seen the light. They've changed the name of their band to Life Angel.
He hasn't seen the light. He's seen the dark.
He's seen the dark. But now he is back into the light. And he's feeling good about himself. Good, man. I'm glad he's all right.
That is the Rindel Report for a Thursday morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.